Hello, everybody. This is Packard Pokes at the staff meeting. This is episode 499. Wait a minute. You missed the midweek show. Oh, no. Well, we planned that, actually, because our episode 500 is going to be on our regular show night on Friday. So we had to skip one just so numbers, you know. Numbers, they're funny things.
Oh, come on, Packard. We could have skipped the meeting and just flown by the seat of our pants on Friday.
Well, that was actually, you're not far off. You're actually not far off. I was thinking what we could do for Friday, and I wanted to get everybody's opinion on this. Oops. I dropped something off my desk. That's nice. I was thinking what we could do is I could put a link in to the Packard Pokesat group, which is growing, by the way. If you're not in the Packard Pokesat group on Google Plus, please join it. It's free, except for the towel fee. There is a towel fee, so be sure to bring your towel. You had to be here for the last show to understand what that joke is. Anyway, be sure to join the Packard Pokesat group on Google Plus, and we have our group of our Packard Pokesat on Facebook as well. Either one, you know, you're more than welcome to join either one or both, one or the other. You know, floor's open. And speaking of the floor being open, I was thinking we could do like one hot story, and I will open up the channel to anybody who wants to join in and actually post it in. I'll be posting a link in the Packard Pokesat group. So come and join us on Friday, and we'll just talk about anything. We can talk about the show, your gout, if you have any, I guess. I don't know. I just heard on the radio they're thinking that Kim Jong-un might have gout. I don't know what that, so that's why that came to my mind. So, But floor's open for suggestions for the 500 show.
Here now or on Friday?
No, here now, right now.
Wow.
Well, I guess I would. I feel like we should all come with something.
Oh, sure.
Do I want to treat it like a midweek show where maybe we have something from each category, whether it's or
okay,
well, we did this before. Yeah. We did this before, though. It was like picking out an old episode and what was our favorite.
Yeah, I was actually thinking about doing that
episode too.
I was thinking about doing that also. I was thinking about going through the archive and finding an episode, or at least looking at when we first got onto YouTube. Anyway, when the show got onto YouTube. Anyway. And because there, I think it's episode 51 or 53. I'm not exactly sure off the top of my head. And there is a special, well, there is, what's the word I'm thinking of? Special privileges for being in the Packard Pokesat group. You get to have bonus content that's not going, it's uploaded to YouTube, but the extra content is just for people who are in the group's eyes. So you get the special content. So, and I know I said I was going to make another video. I have been extremely busy over the last several days. I'm not even kidding. I've driven about 1200 miles or more, and that's not even being that's not even hyperbole, really. So, let's see here. I'm just going to kind of look through here and see. Now the number on the of videos I've made in the group or for the show anyway. This is counting in tests stuff I've done over the years as well, which probably doesn't equate to a whole lot, but it's over 1,000 videos I've done so far. Over 1,000 videos.
It's a lot of videos.
It's a lot of videos. I'm going to see if I can get to the very first one I've ever done. Because it's... Oh, they're paid.
Is that including the ones we did for that that other channel where
Yep.
it was?
Yep.
Yeah.
And I've had to pull those
Okay.
down. I had to pull a couple of them
Right.
down because they got hit with copyright strikes. So I'm like, yeah, you bastards.
Yeah, that's too much time and energy to really mess with that. But that's ridiculous because.
Yeah. And even included that's the ones with that I made for Robin as well. So when she was still on YouTube, remember?
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
And there was I think I also made one for Jason with a D for his show. Remember that one? Where he was like you got you and Joe are like, you're gonna take over the show, Packard's been zapped away.
Right. Yeah, I remember that one. That was fun.
Yeah. We had a lot of
The Opinionville crossover, big finale resolution.
Yep.
Thing.
Yep, and that
I was thinking about that. I'm sorry, I was thinking about that just this last week because he's ramping up to another kind of finale, and I was like, oh, I remember when we participated in a previous one. Anyway,
oh yeah. I don't know if he's going to reach out for anybody to do anything like that this time, but. The video, I gotta say, the show has come a long way. No, it was episode 51. It was episode 51 that was 1 hour and 45 minutes long and 38 seconds.
It's a long show.
Yep. And that one had not a whole lot of views, but it did, so... Why wasn't this one monetized? Oh, because the usage policy is not on. That's why. Whoops.
Dope.
Now, it's too late now, but I mean, they don't pass monetized stuff, unfortunately. That would be nice if they did. Oh, that's weird. It's not letting me turn it on. Well, whatevers. Anyway.
So we'll choose a hot story, but we will open up the floor, and all we have to do is just bring one tech, one religion, one not the onion, to be able to throw that in.
Sure.
So that that's what you're talking about. And it's true or troll this week? Are we still doing that?
Yeah. Let's see here. What is the schedule? Is that for tonight? Or Friday, rather?
That should be for Friday because last week was Unbelievable Deities, and I just had looked in the Dropbox.
I think because if we are, I'll tell you what. Why don't you go ahead and get one prepared? I'm not going to say we're going to use it for sure because depending on how many people show up to be in the room with us at one time, it may be a bit too much to try to do it one time.
Okay.
So, but if we don't have we don't have a really large turnout, we could probably, if we have, let's say, less than five people, five or less people that show up, then we'll do it then.
Okay. Not a problem.
Cool. Matt, I'll tell you what, I'm going to leave you to get what do you want to do? Do you want to do the religious story, or do you want to do not the onion story, or find it not the onion story.
I think I'll do the religious story.
You want to find a religious story for us? Okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Connie's already got the true or troll, but do you want to do not the onion, or do you want to do we should all agree on a hot story though, I think.
Well, no, that's true. But then if everybody's bringing a story, since I'm already doing true or troll, might make more sense if I do the not the onion. I'm already
okay.
Looking in that, and tech isn't necessarily my strong suit.
I'll handle the tech
to do that.
Okay. Okay, I'll handle the tech story. I'm good at the tech stories.
Okay, all right.
If I'm good at anything, it's good finding good tech stories.
Yep.
So
okay.
All right, so there's that. Tom and Anthony are not here. I have no idea where they are. I know, well, Tony kind of got goofed. He kind of forgot that we were having a show tonight, so the meeting anyway. So, yeah. But I don't know where Tom is, unfortunately. He's not. He apparently hasn't read the Facebook page. He's probably busy with his daughter or something. So,
this is true.
So, he gets a pass.
His daughter's mother is usually praying at church or something. So.
Yeah. So exactly. Yeah. So yeah, he's got his hands full, and she's like 7 or 8 years old or something like that. So that's a handful of, to deal with. I did it twice, and you've done it more times than I have. So you should, if anybody knows, it's us.
Yeah, and school's not back in session yet.
Yeah, exactly. So, exactly. Right. So,
well, as far as hot news, I'll just point out there's the whole brouhaha that's gone down about the KKK, about white supremacists. And there's a lot of backlash, which I actually am very conflicted about. The way that people who have been identified as being at that rally are being let go.
Oh, really?
Know, at work and stuff.
They're being fired from their jobs and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And there's somebody who actually was, his parents disavowed him.
Yeah, I think that was the parent was the guy that was the parent of the guy that actually drove his car into those people. I think that's where that one is. He's like, I disavow that my son in that regard.
I saw a picture associated with the disavow, and I haven't researched it, but it wasn't the person that was picturing who drove the car into the crowd. And I just have to say that I don't harbor these hate groups, but at the same time, I just don't understand distance, you know, telling a child that you don't want to talk with them anymore, I guess, because for myself, I've always said, I don't think that my children could ever do anything that I would stop talking to them. I don't think I would ever stop loving them, even if they did something really heinous.
Okay, no, you're right. I found it here. In a letter, father denounces son who marched with white supremacists.
Yes, yeah. And I'm like, well, anyway.
You know, the thing is, I didn't have to worry about that because my parents are dead. So they can't disavow me. Yeah. So not that I would want them. Not that I would think that if they, you know, not that I, you know, the old saying, if this person knew about this, they'd be turning over in their grave. So I think that's what they would be doing. Well, my mother, for sure. My father, probably not so much. But, yeah, he was a bit of a bigot. So I definitely did not follow completely in everything of my father's footsteps. So.
Well, and there's also the fact that it took like 3 days for Trump to comment.
Yeah.
On this, and he equated both sides as being, well, we have to listen to both sides, but
yeah, he said there's good people on both sides, no, they're good people. They're good people who were not the ones carrying the tiki torches, and they were definitely not the ones who, you know, plowed their car into somebody. So no,
right, it's very ugly. I don't know. I guess I'm just I don't know. That's just off the top of my head. That would be a hot news item.
I agree. That would be a very good one, I think. We could focus more. We could get a little bit more focused on the father one in this particular one. So we could use that as a talking point.
Oh, the disavowing.
Yeah.
Parent.
Yeah. Why don't we do that? This way we don't have to go too broad on the subject because it's and we could of course bring up Trump.
Well, Trump is usually brought up in every conversation, anyways.
Of course he is. The guy is a fucking hawk. The guy is a fucking what is that word I'm thinking of? He's a
Egomaniac.
Egomaniac and
psychotic.
Psychotic. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely psychotic. So here, I got a.
What I really hate about that is that it's like in the very first Treehouse of Terror. Just don't look. Just don't look. Don't follow his. You know, everybody should just not follow Trump's tweets.
Right.
But then again, you know, I'm like, well, then. Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking about that a little bit in the back of my head too. I mean, I'm a little conflicted on that myself, but
yeah.
I mean, he has the right, but all right, I don't overtalk it. I don't want to overtalk that. But yeah, there's the link for that. So let's do that. And then I will set up a thing for us to go out on Friday, and then I will set up a link inside the Packard Pokesat group. So if you are a member of the Packard Pokesat group on Facebook or on the Google Plus, I will be putting a link on there probably early Friday morning or sometime on Friday. And I'm hoping my computer doesn't crash, because if it does, the link might change at that point, and so I'll have to reissue a new link. We've had that issue with Google Plus before, so if for some reason everybody shows up and nobody's there, it's like, okay, well, that's a thing that didn't happen because Google Plus. So I will keep tabs on that as best as I possibly can. So
okay.
So all right, Matt, you're gonna find a religious story. Connie's gonna find a Not the Onion, right. And I'm gonna find a tech, and we've just agreed on the. The hot news story. So that's all we need then. And then we could talk about anything after that. You know, we'll talk for an hour and then it'll be easy editing for me. So
okay. That works.
Yeah. So I'm just going to post it as a thing there. By the way, for our listeners there, I was also planning on revamping the website. Not that we get a whole lot of visitors to the website, because most people just ping it with their iTunes or whatever. And I had planned on doing that this week, but I got called out of town. And, well, it was for work. I got called out of town. So I was unable to do anything for the last few days because I've been literally running my ass off. Which, in some cases, it's kind of good, but for the show, it kind of sucks because I can't get anything done. That's a pain in the ass.
Well, that's usually what happens anyways, right?
Yeah.
Can't get anything done.
Yeah. So.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, but I am planning on revamping the webpage as soon as I get some free time. So if all goes well with the show this Friday, I will be doing it possibly this weekend, and because it's going to take a little bit of time to revamp everything. I have an idea what I'm going to do. It's just I have to put everything into place. When I first made the page for the Atheist, the Bible, and the Wardrobe, I had a few days to work on it. This time I'm not going to have as much time, so... I mean, I might if I don't. And the thing is with WordPress, the free stuff I've got, any changes I make, it won't take place until I actually hit save, and then it'll replace it immediately. And that's no good because it'll be like you're seeing all the progress and everything will be all screwed up, and I don't want to do that. So I got to make sure everything's working first and looks good first before I get everything uploaded and changed over. So there's that. And we're going to be changing. And this is, all right, I'm going to give everybody a little heads up that at least the people who listen to this show on their iTunes, that we are not, episode 500 will be more than just episode 500. This is actually going to be, we're going to be doing seasons. We're going into seasons. So episode 500 will be. Episode will be season 5, episode 1. Now, all right, just for a contrast here, the first show that got on YouTube from this show, episode 51, was on April 14th of 2012. So that goes way back. So if we should, probably should have done this back in April, actually.
You have a Wayback Machine?
Yes, probably. Somewhere, probably somewhere in my crap.
Gosh,
here,
Mr. Peabody.
Yeah. So.
Quick question. While
yes.
Still the meeting. What do you want Chris to do for the graphic?
Just a, something that shows for the 500, and then. And kind of squeeze in there, either just put in like somewhere in there 500 and then cross it out and then put season 5 episode 1, you know, 5, it'd be 5, it'd be E05 and then a big E and then 01. So it looks like this is not 500, this is season 5. So And I was thinking, now this is where the rubber is going to hit the road on for the seasons here. We could do one of two things. We can do one of two things with the season, and because it's our show and we can do anything we want. We could end the season when we hit the end of the year and the end of the last day of the month, or for the last day of the year, and then just start season 6 from there and just do from January to from December, the late December to January 1st, and then that's the new season at the beginning of every year. Or we could go by the day that the show actually first started on, or at least in that time period. You know, we could do it that way too. So I'm open to suggestions on that. The day the original podcast went out was on, I have to look. It is a long time ago, and not in a galaxy far, far away.
Sure about that?
Yeah, well, it might have been in a galaxy far, far away.
It's the aliens, man, I tell you.
It's aliens. The first podcast went out. The very first unofficial podcast went out on April 9th on 2011. So we could go from the first week of April. What's that?
You guys have been doing it for that long.
Yeah, I've been doing it for that long. Connie's only been with the show for about 3 years now, so.
Well, okay.
Yeah. But it's been a very happy 3 years, Connie.
Yes.
Don't sound too enthused. People will get suspicious.
She's put up with you for that long, huh?
Yeah, she's been put up with that's longer than my marriage. No. No, I'm kidding. I was unhappily married for 14 years.
That's a long 14 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
But, yeah, so we could do that. We could go by the first week of April, begin a new season every April, the first week of every April, or we could do it from at the end of the year and then just start a whole new season at the end of every year, so, or the following year anyway.
Which begs the question, why wouldn't we wait to start the season until the end of the year?
Well, we're doing seasons for the first time, so I think then we the first season, and I've seen this in regular TV shows,
seasons could be by quarters.
Yeah,
if you want to do it this way, then it's like we're going into fall,
right?
And break seasons down by the times of the year. And so,
okay,
if you want to do it by fall, winter, because, well, it's partway through September when we actually hit fall, but mm-hmm. people usually think, oh yeah, September's, you know, the start of fall.
Right.
So if you want to go, you know, September through December and then January through March or April.
Okay, we could
break it down that way.
Yeah, we could. You know what? That's actually a better idea.
I was actually thinking about that just before you guys started talking about it. It would probably be better because, you know, if we do a season like from, you know, beginning of the year to the end of the year, that's a lot, you know? I mean, that's...
Mm-hmm.
I think that would probably be a little more confusing than doing seasons.
Okay.
You know,
right.
You know, splitting it up.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, throughout the course of the year.
Sure. Okay. We'll do it. Yeah. All right.
That'd be better to do it that way.
All right. That works for me. That works for me too.
It's kind of like, you know, with TV.
Because the way I always looked at it is that the seasons for the, like, regular TV shows, they break it up between the fall and then the spring when they come out, because, you know, they've got time, they have to do all that time to put all the shows together, so there's always that downtime in between where they show all repeats. We're not going to do any repeats, by the way. There will be no repeats on this show.
No.
No reruns.
Unless we actually play some clips or something, which we generally don't do as a rule. But,
oh, a clip show.
Unless people go back and watch all the old ones.
Yeah. If you want to go back and watch all the old ones, you certainly can. They're there in the archives. So.
Well, I mean, plus if you want to use it as a reference, too, like, you know.
Yeah. I was going to say I could use that as a reference, so I definitely would use that as a reference.
Right. So, again, the logistics of how long that is, we can break that down, but we're almost to the end of August, and so if we want it to be, you know, September to whenever, we can.
Sure. So. We could definitely do that then.
Mm-hmm.
This year's gone by really fast.
Yes.
Yes, they seem to be going faster and faster.
Yeah.
Yep. Actually, I like this. Oh. Oh. I still remember the first time I felt old. I was only 18. I was in a actual record store, and a bunch of kids. I was looking for. I'm trying to remember what album I was looking for because I was down in like the W's to the Z's, and I had a bunch of, you know, 11, 12 year olds sitting at my elbow, and they said there was a misplaced Beatles album in the Wings section. And one kid turns to the other and says, "Hey, look, Paul McCartney was in a group before Wings."
Oh, geez.
And I just sit down, whatever I was buying. And I walked out. I was like, it's too soon.
Too soon.
Yeah. So that was my first brush with irony, I think. True irony.
Yeah. I understand that.
Yep.
One of the videos got flagged that we did.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
This week?
No, a couple weeks ago. It got flagged by, well, where is it now? I think I took off the picture from it because, yeah, here it is. The one where we talked about Cindy Jacobs thinks her imaginary, Cindy Jacobs thinks her imaginary friend has a solution for place, because there was a picture of North Korea on it, and it's like, that's not advertiser friendly. I'm like, what the fuck? So I've tried to get a review of it. I actually had to take off the thumbnail because I'll wait till they get done re-reviewing it, and then after that, I will take and put it back up. But until, God damn it, why won't it just?
Somebody's pointing the finger at you, apparently.
Yeah, this is not the first time I've had gone round and round with them about this.
Now, was it Google that flagged it, or was it somebody else?
No, it was Google. It was Google.
Oh, okay.
Well, they have their bots.
Yeah, they're bots.
Keywords and shit. I'm sorry. They're looking for.
No, I know what you mean, Connie. It's just, you know, it's ridiculous. You know, they're so worried about copyrights. So.
Wasn't copyright in this instance?
Offending people. Or, yeah. It's like, okay, here's the thing, and it's like at some point, Here's the problem with our hot topic. Mm-hmm. All right. Because KKK and white supremacist, if that's anywhere in our description, you don't know if it's about pro or anti. And right. And that is an automatic flag because it incites what happened in Charlottesville. And so that's the problem, is that we can't even discuss things anymore. Yes, it's not like we're promoting white supremacy.
No, we're not.
At the same time,
even to discuss the topic.
Exactly.
It's exactly. You know, they're trying to flag you for it, and it's ridiculous. I mean, where's the freedom of speech?
Well, freedom of speech and to promote discussion and discourse, and the only way to battle prejudice and bigoted ideas like white supremacy is to have an open dialogue.
Right.
And this model is stifling that, and that's what's really awful. You know, it's same with religion, same with all of these topics. And I'm so fucking frustrated that, you know, we don't talk about these things in polite society. No, you're just supposed to be indoctrinated and shut the hell up and just toe the line.
I've noticed that all this stuff has happened since Trump has been in office.
Oh yeah, yeah. I want to read something here. Seeing as that is our meeting, and you know, people are kind of interested in what's going on. Now, sometimes we get spam. The channel gets spam, and some of it I just caught, and because it's like, okay, there's a whole shit ton of it in here. And some of these were actually some legitimate message, and a couple of them were not, so I got rid of those. But we did this episode a while back. I'm trying to figure out which one this was here. Let me see what the episode was. It was, an atheist sentenced to a year in prison for denying the existence of a God. Okay, that was the video we did. Now, this got spammed because this guy had put a link in the page on his comment. I'm not going to prove it because it's just, he's a spammer and I'm not going to. But this is by some guy called Repent and Believe. He says, if you want proof that God exists, just search around on the internet. God's on the internet, apparently. What's that, Matt?
And God will automatically appear.
Right.
Wait. So he's updating on the internet? I missed the memo.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess if you type in pray.com or come and fuck me in the ass, Jesus, or something like that, and then Jesus will appear in front of you, you know.
Oh, my God.
So, but anyway, he goes.
So we got flagged because of somebody's comment?
Oh, no. His comment got flagged. Okay. His comment got flagged as spam.
Okay.
So anyway, he continues on here. He says, for example, Google the image of blood moon tyrid triad, or research the fruit of life. God is perfect, especially in mathematics and shapes. Anyway, I know deep down you are looking for the truth. This site might help you out. Enjoy. So he gives a link to some religious website. It's like, I got to break this up real quick here. And this was, now remind you, this was over a year ago when we did this video. And about a year ago or so, we had the blood moons, as I recall.
Yes, so, I recall.
Yeah, so this thing's like the blood moon triad, or tetrad, whatever. The blood moons are not a thing that are supernatural. We can predict every one of those. Just like now with the this upcoming eclipse. The solar eclipse. I've been hearing through the grapevine a few places where religious people are calling this like this is a sign of the second coming of Christ. Like, no, because this is a thing that we know is going to happen. We can predict when it's going to happen to the minute. So no. And the research fruit of life. I don't know. Is that a new cereal? I'm just saying. I like Life cereal, but Fruit of Life cereal, is that a new one?
If it's about food, then John Hagee would be all about that. I'm pretty sure the Blood Moon is how he likes his steak.
Yeah. I just like this Fruit of Life cereal. You guys don't work, you guys don't eat. I don't work, but I get to eat. So, anyway, where he says God is perfect, especially mathematics. Mathematics and God have nothing to do with each other. Mathematics is the code of the universe that has nothing to do with God. Math is just what it is. It's just math. And shapes? No, we're pattern seeking animals. So, no. But he's like, I know deep down you're looking for the truth. No, I'm not.
No, we're looking for facts. We're looking for proof.
Yeah, proof.
And truth is a subjective idea.
Yes. Yes, right. It is. Truth is very subjective. So.
that was a hard lesson to learn, and God damn it, if I believed in God, that's what I keep coming back to. It's like, hey, you know what? I tell all my kids who now still believe, I say, look, you know, you show me proof. All right. I will be happy. I will be happy to acknowledge a superior being. And whether I worship it or not, that is a secondary question. Whose God is it? And all these other things. But I said, look, I'm open to this because I'll apply skepticism to it. But anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Anyway, we had also done this one. Now, this is from some guy. He calls himself Nana. And he's got his own YouTube video, YouTube channel. And he's got like 26 subscribers. Okay. You got to start out somewhere. Not a big deal. We did this one about a month ago about how Stephen Hawking was saying we should get off the earth. Everybody remembers that story. Because right. It was fairly sure. Now he goes, and this comment, he goes, you cannot leave the earth. God, I am that I am, will not allow the sins of man to leave the firmament. I thought the firmament was the stuff up in the sky. Or is that the firmament? The firmament above the firmament. I forget, Connie. Because we did that over in, we were talking about that back in Genesis. Remember? Because I always thought the firmament was the stuff on the ground, but it's the firmament is above, supposedly in the Bible, according to the Bible, if I remember correctly, it's supposed to be the dome above us. So.
Right. Loosely, you might interpret it as being the, what's it called? Never mind. Sorry. Lost my train of thought.
That's all right.
But yeah, it's like the barrier that we got up there, but.
Yeah.
Sorry, what's it called? Yeah.
But anyway.
No.
Yeah, but anyway, this guy, his comment got spammed. I don't know why, but I'm
Ozone.
But I'm not going to let his comment go through. I'm just going to let him sit in the spam box for now. So he can sit there. He can sit in the spam box for eternity for us all I care. So, but
you're in the penalty box.
You're in the penalty box.
You are high sticking.
Yes, Nana, you are in the penalty box from here on for eternity. So, or until I decide to delete your ass. So, in which case, then I'll set you off free into the ether of Nowheresville. So, anyway, I just thought I'd go over these comments here because they're so funny. Now, I do want to talk real quick here since we're kind of reminiscing down memory lane here a little bit. Remember, Connie, we talked about a video. We did a story a number of years ago. Remember the haunted house? Haunted house, quote unquote.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Somewhere in the Midwest or the...
Yeah, it was out in Indiana or something.
Yeah. Gary, Indiana.
No,
it might not have been Gary, Indiana, but that's what I think about.
Yeah, the title of the episode was Ghost Adventure Show Destroys quote-unquote Demon House to Cover Up Bullshit Documentary. The last time we've revisited looking at that particular episode online, It had only had like about 4,000 views. It is now over 6,788 views on that one video. That is the most popular video that I have ever had on the show. I mean, that beats out everything.
And I've been telling you, since we did that, it's like, look, I know we like to talk about religion, but there's other woo out there.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, we should,
and that's what this one is showing.
Absolutely, absolutely. Oh yeah, and that was and that piece there we did, that piece was just. That was just, we did it on a lark. We just like, oh, okay. Yeah, we're just like, they destroyed the house because they're covering up their bullshit lies. Like, that's a big thing. I was not expecting anybody to watch it. I was expecting like 4 or 5, maybe 10 video hits on it. 6,788 since then. And I'm still getting comments on it. Every once in a while, I still get comments on that page saying, you guys don't know what you're talking about, blah, 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 blah. So.
Well, how many hits do we have on the Bigfoot story? Remember that guy who,
that's a newer one. That is a newer right. one. Now that one has now that one is still kind of still simmering. Now the Demon House one that we did, that one's been sitting for, that one's been sitting since February 6th of 2016. So that one's had a little bit more gestation on it. But the Bigfoot one has had only 10 views so far, which is about average, which I figured, which I'm going to have.
Okay.
So far, it's only about 10 views. So,
well, I guess I'm curious, too, again, about the paranormal, talking about things other, again, because it has more to do with belief and trying to prove things. Maybe people who are interested in aliens or Bigfoot or ghosts and paranormal things feel like that might be more provable than whether or not there's a God, because it may or may not even be connected to that.
Sure.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say that maybe once a week or once every 2 weeks, we could find a ghost story and debunk it, you know, like Oscar Jungell does.
Yeah.
I think we should probably do that. Maybe just find a video, a ghost video or something. And I'm not a video expert on this. So that makes it kind of takes me out of the loop on that. So, definitely.
Well, it's the same criteria that you place on it, to be honest. And
okay.
The problem with a lot of these videos is that you do need to be able to understand and view them with a critical eye for what camera tricks are happening. And I would say that if we want to do that,
we could definitely do that.
Either educating ourselves and or pulling somebody else in.
Yeah, that would definitely that sounds like fun. We could definitely do that.
Yeah.
So that's I guess there's something else you could do then, Connie, is find a video or start our first video of anti-demons house or anti-haunted house or something. I don't know. We'll figure something out for it.
Anti-Ouija board.
Yeah, anti-Ouija board.
Yeah.
The truth is not out there. The ghosts are not out there or whatever, you know, we'll find a catchy name for it or something.
That's true. Again, I've been very public about the fact that I still remember an event myself that involved a Ouija board, my Ouija board, and I could swear that the planchette was moving by itself and all this other stuff, and I have no way of either replicating it, and I have no corroboration. I've been in touch with the friend that I had at the time, and she says, I don't remember this.
Oh, I remember you talking about this, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and so it's like, well, okay, I guess
it's
just a scrap memory for me.
Yeah,
you know, but
I want to give you a contrasting story to that, because I think there's a definite parallel between what's happened with your friend and something that happened with one of my sisters. Number of years ago, I was about 12 years old. It was around the time the news comes on at night, a little after 10 o'clock, about quarter after 10, because that's when the weather came on. So, and the news has been the same way for years, so you can kind of figure out the timing of this stuff pretty closely anyway. And it was during the summertime, and my sister just moved to this country place, a house out in the country, like about 10 miles, 5 or 10 miles from the nearest town. And it said it was really clear out. You could really see the stars. And the fact is that there was only a few houses there at the time. So there wasn't a whole lot of light pollution. And so I was like, okay, well, I like looking at the stars. So I figured I went outside and looked around. I was like looking at this. I was looking at the sky. And from my perspective, I'm not sure if it was north, south, or east, or west. I think it was south from where I was, to the south of me. There's this hill, gigantic hill, the road goes up and over top of it and goes down the other side. It's a pretty big hill. And as I'm standing outside looking at the stars, you know, and whatnot, I see something looks like it's coming out over the hill. It looks like it's really close. It looks really close. I'm like 12. Remember, I'm 12 years old, so I don't know what it is. And there was no internet back then, so... And no cameras or cell phone cameras, so that made it even harder. And it looked like it was really close. And I went and I got my sister and her husband at the time, and all three of us were watching this thing, and it was moving pretty slowly across the sky, night sky, and it was blinking pretty heavily. So it was technically a UFO, okay? Because it's at the time, right. I did not. It was flying, obviously, and it's some kind of object that's blinking. So it's and I couldn't identify it because there was no engine noise, no nothing. So I didn't know what it was. And my sister, one of my sisters anyway, she's really religious, and she's like, okay, I'm not gonna watch this anymore, whatever. So she goes inside. She's basically denying the whole thing, and her ex-husband, her now ex-husband, and I stood out there and watched the thing disappear out of sight, blinking pretty brightly for until like the first 10, 15 minutes. Johnny Carson came on right afterwards. So it was most of the way through his monologue, or he was just sat down on the couch. So there, you know, you can figure out the timing. So we watch it for a good about 20 minutes, 30 minutes almost. So we were watching this thing until we couldn't see it anymore. And we hadn't heard anything on the radio or anything like that. So that you know, there's that. The next morning, around the same altitude, what appeared to be the same altitude, there was a single engine biplane. You know, the older looked like a crop duster type. I could hear that from inside the house, right along the same trajectory, side kind of. And I could hear, like I said, I could hear that from inside the house. The thing that was blinking, we couldn't hear anything out of it at all. Okay, that being said, flash forward a few years, about 10, 15 years or more. That's when my ex and I were still, she was still my fiance at that time. And I was telling her, or telling my ex, my now ex, about the incident. And my sister was there. She was there, okay. And then she denies that she was there. Like she is like, I wasn't there. I don't know what you're talking about. So she's got religion so far. She's got her head so far ensconced in religion that she didn't want to even acknowledge that she saw something that could possibly make her question her religion. So, I over the years I've been doing a lot of thinking about that, and I think what it was it was just a low Earth satellite that I just happened to see. I mean, I don't know, because there's a lot of shit up there, and this was in the 80s, so the chances of it being a satellite is pretty good, actually. So
yeah.
And then I just happened to see it at the right angle, and I think that's what it was. I really think that's what it was. I mean,
my ex-husband, back when we were still engaged, we were at this one viewpoint outside, Ellensburg, and we thought we saw it. It was shortly after Close Encounters movie. And we thought we saw a UFO, but it turned out just to be a plane with like a reader board.
Oh.
On it. But we didn't know that till it turned, and we were transfixed. We were just like, oh my gosh, is this a UFO? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so it, again, things play tricks with your eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Your mind fills in the blanks.
Mm-hmm.
We're pattern seeking beings.
Yes.
And that's part of our survival.
Oh yeah.
It's nothing to be shamed about.
No.
And I think that's the thing that's so important to bring to this conversation is like, look, it's all right. You know, everybody is doing this. It's how we've survived. It's how we've evolved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'll give you the plane thing there that reminds me later that year or earlier that year. I was at the county fair, and I was on the swingers. You know what those are? It's like a swing set, only it goes around in a big circle, and the seat goes way out. Yeah. I happened to catch something in the corner of my eye, and I was like, even while I was swinging, I tried to watch it as much as I possibly could. It turned out, as it got closer, it was an airplane, and it had like a board that goes around around the wings and everything like that. So it's like, yeah, it's like one of those things. But I was able to, hear that even above all the noise of the carnival. So, and the thing I saw looked above the trees. There was no noise on that, and there was dead silence. So,
yeah. I don't want to shame people. I just want critical analysis.
Right. You know, and that's
all any of us want, right?
Exactly. I'm always looking to find, get the answer no matter where it leads. So
that's right.
And even if it takes,
I'd rather be proven wrong than forever be wrong.
Right. And like I said, it's taken me a number of years to actually think about it really hard. And I think that's what it was. Mm-hmm. I think it just happened to be a satellite that I just happened to catch my eyeball on. That's all. I don't know what it was, and I think that's the best explanation, because based on where the trajectory was taken, I think it was a satellite. So,
yep.
Low Earth orbit satellite. We have a lot of satellites up there. We've had satellites up there for years and years and years and years. So,
it's a junkyard up there.
It's a massive junkyard. So
don't lie to yourself.
It's definitely a junkyard up there. So, I mean, but anyway, that was the trip down memory lane.
Yeah.
So we should actually have a title for the show. Do you think a trip down memory lane, or just call it season 5 and episode 1, and we should have a name for it anyway, I think.
Okay. Is Matt still listening?
Yeah, he's still here. He's
he's just muted.
So. He's just muted.
I'm here.
He's just listening to us prattle on, and he's writing stuff down and hold against us later on. And
okay, season five, episode 1, The Farce Awakens.
The Farce Awakens. Oh.
That's a good one.
I'll throw that out there.
That's not bad. I like that. You have any ideas there, Matt?
Not up here. I mean, the trip down memory lane was good, but I'm kind of lost at what to say here.
Okay. Well, let's think about it for a few minutes. You know, it might come back to you.
Trip down memory lane, watch your step.
There you go.
in parentheses.
You know what? Why don't we do that? Trip down memory lane, watch your step.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. All right.
Season five, episode one will be Trip Down Memory Lane. Watch your step.
All right.
Because every episode, even the shows that have seasons, even though they have seasons, they have names for the episodes. So we're still going to be doing that. Mm-hmm. Oh, there was also something else, and I did announce this on the podcast. So if you're downloading the podcast, and you already know this, but the last episode, 498, where I did the show title, I said I will not be reading show titles anymore. That was the last time I'm going to be reading show titles. So even though people are going to be contributing to this, and I thank you for doing that, it takes a lot of extra time. I mean, it seems like, oh, well, you're just reading some short thing. It takes about 15 seconds to read or whatever, or 10 seconds to read. It's like, yeah, but sometimes I have to redo the thing over and over and over and over again just to get it right.
No.
Yeah. Sometimes I get it right on the first try. I get it right on the first time. But I think the show has evolved enough where it's time to go. That part of the show, it's time to go. So, yeah. Because you can read the episode. If you're watching this, if you're listening to this on iTunes, the show title is right there. And most people are like, okay, that's, you know, and I'm not going to do that anymore. So this last Friday was the last time that was going to be done. I'm sorry if I don't want anybody hurt, their feelings hurt over that, but you know, it's just time to let that part of the show go. Cause there's been other parts of the show over the years that we've changed and let go, for reasons, and because it was time to let them go. And finally, I think, being this is episode 500 and we're moving into seasons, I think it's time to let that part of it go now too. So
hey, Packard.
Yeah. Da, da.
You've hurt my feelings. I'm kidding.
I know. I really thought you were serious, man. Don't play with my emotions like that.
No, I wouldn't do that.
I know. So, yeah. There's that. So, we are going to be moving. So, that's going away. And I think if we can find the time to do that, we should definitely do that, Connie, with the talk about ghosts or something, you know, just ghost house or whatever and debunk shit.
You know, actually, October would be a good month because, you know, you got Halloween.
Yes.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
If I had time to do one like every special, day,
you know, like a monthly spot, you know, do it for the month of October.
Well, we do that. We do that with the Okay, Let's Talk. We talk about the we talk like Halloween shit all the time. So
okay.
Well, a couple years ago, we had Halloween. I think every week we had some kind of theme. But
yeah,
yes, I agree. I think that would be awesome.
Yeah, we had like it was a couple of years back. We had like I changed the background picture on my screen, so it was like some kind of weird demons or whatever, and there was one of Satan, and I was like, oh, come here, Satan, and I gave him a kiss on screen. So
it was.
I used to work haunted houses. I had a blast doing that.
It was Satan's DMV photo.
Yeah.
He wasn't ready for the picture, and he looked really awkward, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes it more fun.
Yes, definitely.
All right, sounds good.
All right. That will do it, I think, then. All right, everybody, thanks for coming to listen to us for prattle on for almost an hour. And... we'll be back on Friday, so come and join us then. And I'm going to be putting the link again. I will be putting the link in the Google group and on Facebook to come join us. So you can, if you want to come in and talk with us and ask questions or join in the conversation for that special show, we're going to be doing that. So by golly, if you want to be there, be fucking there. So. See what I did there? I did a soft curse to a hard curse. So invite your friends. I'll put the link out. Invite your friends. Throw it everywhere. Just say, hey, come join the show, you know, if you want to. So I'll be sure you guys get the link too, so you guys can put it out on your social feeds and say, hey, I'm going to be on this feed. Come and join us, you know, so, and send it out however you want to. So, alrighty.
You don't have any friends.
Well, you've got to have some friends because you're here. You're among friends here. Alrighty.
None of my friends know I'm an atheist, so.
Oh, well. Sucks to be them.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Think of what they're missing.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, my parents don't even know I'm an atheist.
My parents don't know either, but they're dead. So I don't think they would care right now.
No.
Well, no, I relate to that. I think I only came out to my mom just within the last year, and my dad died before I made that turn. So I feel you, Matt.
Yeah, I only came out after my dad passed away. My mom passed away first, so I was starting to come out. I was starting to explore it a little bit more after my mother passed away, and then I finally came out after my dad passed away. It's like, okay, that's it. I've got to come out. I can't keep this to myself anymore. So,
Yeah.
But anyway,
it doesn't bother me.
Yeah, you know. Shouldn't bother you. Okay. So we're going to be going, we're going to go with the season change for winter, summer, spring, fall.
Yeah, that'll work.
All right. So the first season is going to be a little short, but the second season will be whatever the length is.
Okay.
So we'll probably do it the week right after the like, say, if let's say, the winter solstice or the fall solstice falls on, I don't know, Wednesday or something, then we will start that new season, or Tuesday or whatever. If it starts on a Tuesday, we'll start the new season on the Wednesday. If it falls on Thursday, we'll do it on that Friday. Or if it starts on Sunday through Wednesday, we'll start it on that Wednesday. And then we'll, from Thursday to Friday, we'll start it on that Friday. So, sound
actually
good?
I think the fall solstice will start on the 22nd.
The 22nd of what?
That's right. Of September next
month.
And
that's on a Friday.
It's a Friday? Well, then we'll just start. Yeah. We'll start season 6 right then. Well, that was a short season. Yeah, well, this is how we planned it. So
it's our Indian
season. I didn't know there was one.
Indian summer.
Yeah, it was an Indian.
Oh, that's probably offensive. Never mind.
No, that's what it's called, I guess, you know. That just, it's a little warmer in the summer, in August, so.
No, it's actually Indian summer, I think, is where you have a last burst of summer weather in the month of September.
September, October.
September, October, yes. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Right, depending upon how long you want it to last. So if you want to say that this is our abbreviate. I don't know. I don't care. It's fine. Whatever we do.
It could be 90 degrees in October here, so.
Yeah. Usually I think Indian summers or things like that have more to do with where I live here in Washington State or Maine or somewhere, you know. So I don't know. I don't know how they.
Well, you know, actually, I decided to look that up. I know we're done, but I'm just going to look. I decided to look it up here. It says the meaning and the origin of the expression. It means an unseasonably warm, dry, and calm weather, usually followed by a period of colder weather or frost late autumn or southern hemisphere, where the term is less common, late spring. The origin of other Indian phrases like Indian giver, Indian sign, as well known as referring to North American Indians who preferred to call Native Americans, or in Canada, First Nations. I didn't know they called them that in the Canada. Okay. All right. Interesting. Okay. First Nations. Interesting. The term Indian summer reached England during the 19th century during the heyday of the British Raja in India. This led to the mistaken belief that the term referred to the Indian subcontinent. The fact is The Indians in question were Native Americans, and the term began to be used in the late 18th century. Indian summer first recorded in letters from an American farmer in 1778, work by the French-American soldier turned farmer J.H. St. John D. Krikafrikarukonker, I don't know how to pronounce this guy's name, a.k.a. Michael Gilly Monty Jean D. Kroder Krikafrikarukonker, whatever, where he says, then a severe frost succeeds, which prepares it to receive the voluminous coat of snow, which is soon to follow, though it is often preceded by a short interval of smoke and mildness called the Indian summer. So there are many references to the term of Indian literature in the following 100 years or so. In the late 1830s, Indian summer began to be used figuratively to refer to any late flowering following, wow, a period of decline. It was well enough established as a phrase by 1834 by John Greenleaf Whittler to use the term that way when the poem Memories he wrote of the Indian Summer of the Heart wrote. Thomas De Quincey republished the Bentley's works of Thomas De Quincey, 1855. I'm not going to read all of this shit here. It's a long-ass page. So it's not like it's a... okay, that happened. So it's not... I'm just gonna come down here a little bit here. So why Indian? Well, no one knows, but as it is commonplace when no one knows, many people have guesses. Here are a few more commonly repeated guesses. When European settlers first came to across the phenomenon in America, it became known as the Indian summer. The haziness of the Indian summer weather caused by prairie fires deliberately set by Native American tribes. It was the period of First Nations Native American peoples harvested their crops. The phenomenon was more common that were in then North American Indian territories. It relates to the marine shipping trade in the Indian Ocean, which this is highly dubious as it is entirely remote from the early U.S. citations. It is originated in the raids on European settlements by Indian war parties, which usually ended in autumn. In parallel with other Indian terms, it implied a belief in Indian falsity and untrustworthiness, and that the Indian summer was an artsy copy of the real thing. Ersatz, E-R-S-A-T-Z, whatever that means. I'm not even sure how to pronounce that. So those are just some of the things there that come with that. So it's not necessarily racist. It's a very old saying, that's all. It really doesn't have a whole lot to do with that directly. So for the last person who's still listening to the show, I was like, you're a racist, Packard. I'm just reading stuff. That's what we learn. So anyway, join us on Friday. And if you'd like to make a donation to the show, you can do that over paypal.me/PackardPokes. You can donate a dollar or more, and I will get the direct dollar. Or you can go to patreon.com/PackardPokes. You make a donation there. And I've made the change on the page on Patreon, so it's going to be per episode. But I will not be posting any new episodes until the next month. So if you are following the show on Patreon and you're donating on Patreon, I'm going to repeat this until the end of the month. That I've changed it to per episode, and I will be posting two episodes a week, every week that we have a week. So if we have 4 weeks, you're going to get paid. If you're donating at a dollar, for example, it's going to be $8. If it's more than whatever the dollar amount is times the four times, or no, no, not four times, two, four, six, eight times total. So, or it might be 10 or it might be 9 because, you know, that's the way the some of the months go, right? So they're like five weeks in 1 month. So it'll be per episode from here on through. So at least to starting next month anyway. So if you want to make an adjustment or put a cap on it, so you can only donate so much, this would be the time to do it. Okay, I'm done talking. Good night, everybody. We'll see you on Friday. Good night.